晚上跟大家来查考，为什么神允许地震的发生
Today I'd like to share with you on the topic, why does God allow earthquake to happen?
地震的发生可以从科学的角度来看，也可以从神学的角度来看。
The function of the earthquake can be viewed by the scientific viewpoint.
火山的爆发会产生地震。
Volcanic actions may cause earthquakes.
或者地层的变动也会产生地震。
Or changes in patterns of the continental plates may cause earthquakes.
很多人把地震用科学的角度来了解。
Many people view the cause of earthquakes from the view of science.
那这就发现地震是天灾，这是人不可避免的，是很无奈的一件事情。
And they say this is something that is natural and caused by Mother Nature and that man cannot escape from it.
如果我们再从信仰的观点来看，
But if we view it in the perspectives of our faith,
神允许地震发生也是有他的美意。
That God also have His wonderful plan in the happening of earthquakes.
圣经说，一根头发掉下来，一只飞鸟掉下来，都是有神的允许。
And the Bible states that a hair falls from our head or a bird fall from the air, all has the good will of God.
所以何况说，一个地方产生大的地震，这也是有神的允许的。
So in relating to a place that has encountered a great earthquake, this also has the plan of God.
我们所拜的神叫做万物的主宰。
This God we worship is God of all, and He is an almighty God.
就是宇宙世界每一件事情都是在他的掌管之下。
He is one who is the controller and the holder of everything that is happening in this universe.
因此地震的发生也是神所允许的。
And so the effects of earthquake is also caused by Him.
那从圣经看起来，这个地震的发生不只是因为一些地壳变动的原因。
And so from the Bible, we can see that it is not only due to the reasons of the change in the continental plates, the shifts.
我们现在看出埃及记的十九章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 19.
出埃及记的十九章。
I'm sorry, Exodus chapter 19.
十六节
，verse 16。
到了第三天早上，在山上有雷轰、闪电和密云，并且脚声甚大，营中的百姓尽都发颤。十七节
，verse 17。
摩西率领百姓出营迎接神，都站在山下。十八节
，verse 18。
西乃全山冒烟，因为神在火中降于山上，山的烟气上腾，如同窑烧一般，片山大大的震动。十九节
，19。
脚声渐高而又高，摩西就说话，神有声音答应他。在圣经里面记载第一次的地震呢，就是以色列民在西乃山下所经历的。
The first occurrence of earthquake was here mentioned when the Israelites was below Mount Sinai.
在埃及地，以色列百姓亲眼看到神很多有能力的作为。
That in the land of Egypt, the people of Israel have seen with their eyes great mighty works of God.
他们出埃及的时候，红海可以分开。
When they depart from Egypt, they see the splitting of the Red Seas.
然后从天上降玛拿下来。
And also the descending of manna from heaven.
还有云柱火柱的引导。
And also from the guidance of the pillar of fire and that of cloud.
这都不是人做得到的，但是神做出来。
These are something that is super into humans, but it is done by God.
在西乃山下，他们体验到神另外一个作为。
And so below this Mount Sinai, they have again felt this great mighty work of God.
就是神降临在西乃山上。
Is that God himself descended upon Mount Sinai.
那当神降临的时候，有雷轰、闪电，还有地震。
And when God descended on this mountain, there were thunders and lightning and a quake.
那这个就是要代表神的威严，要代表神的伟大。
And this is to show signs of his great power and his might.
当时地一震动之后，以色列百姓就对神产生敬畏的心。
That after they have experienced this quake, the multitude, the Israelites, have this great respect for God.
地震一个很重要原因就是要让我们认识神的权柄是可畏的。
And one great importance of a quake is that we know, we will come to recognize of his authority.
我们看这个二十章的十八节。
Let's look at chapter 20, verse 18.
出埃及记。
Exodus chapter 20, verse 18.
众百姓看见雷轰、闪电、脚声、山上冒烟，就都发颤，远远的站立。十九节。
19.
对摩西说：“求你和我们说话，我们必要听；不要神和我们说话，恐怕我们死亡。”以色列百姓在埃及地430年。
Israel was dwell in the land of Egypt for 430 years.
他们知道他们是神的选民。
They know that they are the children people of God.
他们对自己的身份很了解。
And they know their identity.
所以他们一直坚持没有被埃及人同化。
And so they kept their faith and they were not assimilated by the Egyptians.
但是他们的生活其实上啊已经相当的世俗化。
But actually, in their daily life, their livelihoods have become that of quite materialistic.
在埃及地没有属灵的操练。
That in the land of Egypt, they have no spiritual training.
现在出了埃及。
And so now they depart from this land.
神开始要颁布律法来操练他们。
And so God has created these commandments in order to train their spirituality.
使他们的生活能够跟他们的身份相配。
So that their daily life can come and live together with that of their identity.
在十九章的第五节说
So in chapter 19 of verse
第四节
verse
4 说我向埃及人所行的事你都看见了且看见了我如应将你背在翅膀上带来归我第五节
verse 5
如今你们若实在听从我的话遵守我的约就要在万民中做属我的子民因为全地都是我的第六节
Verse 6
你们要做我的祭司的国度做圣洁的国民这些话你要告诉以色列百姓这里神告诉摩西以色列百姓尊贵的身份
Here the God tells Moses their precious identity
他们是属神的子民
That they are to be called his people
他们是君尊的国度
That they are the kingdom of priests.
他们是圣洁的国民。
They are a holy nation.
但是要保有这个身份，有一个条件。
But in order for them to keep this identity, they must have this requirement.
要实在听从神的话，遵守神的约。
It is that they must obey His voice and keep His commandments.
那人都是想得自由的。
And every single man would like to have their own kind of freedom.
神给他们诫命，这就是一种约束。
If God gives them this commandment, it seems as though there's a boundary on a person's freedom.
这是大家都不要的。
And this is something that not everyone would like.
好多人知道耶稣是主，但是不信。
Everyone, a lot of people know Jesus is Lord, but they fail to believe.
因为觉得信了有很多的捆绑。
Because they feel if they come to believe, they will have limitations to their life.
那神要让当时的百姓真的很认真来遵守神的话。
And so God wants his nation to truly come to be loyal to him.
就这样，很有权柄降临在山上。
And so he descended with great authority and great might.
雷轰、闪电、地震。
He come with great thundering, lightning, and quake.
那这个以色列百姓一看到神这么有权柄。
And so when they have seen this great almighty power of God.
这个能力是一生没有体验过的。
That this power that they have never felt before.
所以马上说。
So they immediately say,
说你跟我们讲，我们就听。
That what you say to us, we will do.
不要神跟我们讲，渴望我们都死光了。
Let not God speak directly to us, lest we die.
这个就是一种敬畏的心。
And so this is a heart of heart of fear.
人有敬畏的心，就会远离恶事。
And when a person has his heart of holy fear toward God, he will depart himself from evil.
人在生活中乱搞，就是因为他不认识有神，有认识神，但是他不怕神。
That many people go on their own way in this world and perform many wicked things is because they fail to have this fear to God.
所以第一摇，大家哦，神是可怕的，不能乱做。
And so once they felt this quake of the land, they have said, "Oh, God is fearful, and I must respect Him."
这就从此会开始敬畏神，遵守他的话。
And so from that day on, they will come to obey the voice of God.
这是 地震的一个很重要的原因。
And this is one great reason of a quake.
使人对控制宇宙的这位神有敬畏的心。
So that man can recognize and become fearful of this God who is in control of these mighty works such as the quake.
那地震也要显明神的权柄跟大能。
And this quake further emphasizes God's great mightiness.
先看马太福音的27章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 27.
马太福音的27章。
Matthew chapter 27.
51节。
Verse 51.
忽然殿里的幔子从上到下裂为两半。地也震动，磐石也崩裂。52节。
52.
坟墓也开了。已睡的圣徒身体多半有起来的。53节。
53.
到了耶稣复活以后，他们的坟墓里出来，进城向许多人显现。54节。
54.
百夫长和一同看守耶稣的人，看见地震并所经历的事，就极其害怕，说这真是神的儿子。这里在记载主耶稣断气的情形。
This describes a scenario when Jesus gave up his last breath.
在各个他山上有三个十字架。
On Mount Golgotha, there was three crosses.
有三个人被钉在十字架上。
There were three men who was nailed to the cross.
十字架是主耶稣的时代对罪人最残酷的刑罚。
The punishment of the cross was toward those who have performed evil, great evil deeds in their time.
这是他们认为罪所该得的。
And they have felt this punishment is deservable for the, those to be punished.
两旁是强盗。
And two of them were robbers.
中间是主耶稣。
And the middle between the robbers was Jesus Christ.
所以在一般人的眼中，主耶稣跟强盗一样。
So in the eyes of many people, Jesus was just like the other robbers.
是大家所看不起的。
He was someone who was greatly despised.
所以大家说要把他除掉他。
So people want to get rid of him.
因为主耶稣来世界传道理。
Because Jesus came to this world to preach.
跟当时人所传的道理不一样。
And what he preached was very different from others.
所以引起社会上的不少的这种轰动。
And so he have caused an uproar in his society.
所以当时文士法利赛人很想要把他除掉。
And that's why the teachers of the law and the Pharisees would want to get rid of him.
因为主耶稣传的是新道理。
Because what Jesus preached is a new gospel.
跟文士法利赛人在解释这个字句的律法不一样。
He explained differently than that of the teachers of the law and the Pharisees.
所以他们认为他是传统的背叛者。
And so they feel that Jesus is a traitor to their tradition.
所以要把他钉十字架。
And so they want to nail him to the cross.
那在钉十字架的过程
，So in the process of their crucifying Jesus,
耶稣的表现很伟大。
Jesus has set a great example.
这是人格的伟大。
And this is the example of his great character.
主耶稣被骂不还口，被害不说威吓的话。
That he was punished and he was yelled at for no reason.
而且能够赦免那钉他的人。
And he is even able to have his open heart to forgive those who nailed him to the cross.
但是主耶稣断气的时候，就是在表现他权柄的伟大。
But at the point where he breathed his last, this is a sign where he showed his great mightiness.
当主耶稣大喊成了就断气了。
When Jesus cried out loud and said, "It is finished," and gave up his last breath,
结果地大震动，那个殿里面的幔子就撕裂成两。
Suddenly there was a great earthquake, and the vault of the temple was torn in two.
磐石也崩裂。
And the rocks were split.
墓口一动，一地震就挪开了。
And the graves were opened.
那能力这么大，连死的圣徒都活过来。
That such great power that even the bodies of the saints had fallen asleep were raised.
那这么大的权柄啊，连那个百夫长啊，还有这个看守耶稣的人呢、啊，都极其害怕。
And so it was such a sight that the centurion and those who crucified him had this great fear.
人活着一辈子从来没有看过这种事情。
That they have lived their whole life and they have never seen something like this happen.
就是当一个人断气的时候，地大震动。
That when a person gave up his last breath, that there was this great earthquake.
所以忽然间他们了解了。
And so they suddenly realized.
这真是神的儿子。
That this is truly the Son of God.
这个人是从神来的。
That this man came from God.
所以你看，断气的时候能力这么大， 地都震动起来。
And so when he died, he has shown such great power that the earth quaked and the rock splits.
当他们这样讲
，And when they have said this phrase,
就是等于承认耶稣的身份。
It is equal to that of their admitting that Jesus of Jesus' identity.
我们所钉死那一个人不是罪人。
That the person we have just crucified to the cross, he was not a sinner.
他是神的儿子。
He is the Son of God.
那他如果承认神的身份，就是等于定自己的罪。
And so if they come to admit that they have nailed the Son of God to the cross, then they have admit their sins.
因为他们把耶稣钉死自己。
Because they have known they have nailed Jesus to the cross.
那神谁愿意承认自己的罪呢
？So who is willing to able to recognize and admit their own sins?
大家都不愿意。
No one is willing.
但是看到耶稣断臂这么有能力的事情。
But when they have seen it with their eyes, this great mighty work of Jesus when he died on the cross,
非常的害怕，自然就。承认了自己的罪。
That they feared greatly, and they are naturally able to say this statement.
这真是神的儿子。
Truly, this was the Son of God.
所以地震要显明神的权柄。
And so earthquake shows the great mighty work of God.
那后来《使徒行传》里面记载，使徒教会要推行圣工，要传道理。
And also in the books of Acts, when the records the apostles was spreading the gospel,
那些逼迫耶稣的人，这样一直包围过来。
And those who persecuted Jesus was coming close.
差不多这些传福音的人啊，要再一次被钉十字架。
And that these people who preached the gospel were about once to be nailed to the cross again.
差不多这个事情会再版了，再翻版出来。
And so this scenario seemed to be repeating itself.
所以啊，这些门徒不得已，他只有再一次的祷告。
And so these disciples, without any more hope, they just kneel down and pray.
在这个险恶的环境里面，求神能够显明他的权柄能力。
That in such evil surroundings that they pray that God may show His mighty works.
先看《使徒行传》第四章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 4.
使徒行传第四章。
Acts chapter 4.
二十九节三十节。
Verse 29, verse 30.
他们恐吓我们，现在求主鉴察，一面叫你的仆人大放胆量讲你的道，一面伸出你的手来医治疾病，并且使神迹奇事因着你圣仆耶稣的名行出来。三十一节
，31.
祷告完，聚会的地方震动，他们就被圣灵充满，放胆讲论神的道。这里说啊，他们被逼迫释放的时候
，Here when they were released and they were persecuted，
结果大家都到圣所去
，and they went to their own place，
就开始祷告
，and so they prayed to God，
他们求神能够让他们有胆量。
They ask God for their boldness and for strength.
来讲明神的道
So that they may speak His word.
也求神显明他的权柄能够医治神迹奇事
And also to stretch out God's hand to heal and that signs and wonders may be done.
这次祷告很重要
And so this prayer was very important.
如果这次祷告什么都没有发生
If in this prayer nothing happened,
逼迫这么大大家都退缩了
With such great persecution and threat, that they would have become weak.
但是祷告完聚会的地方震动。
But after that, when they would pray that after they have assembled together, there was a quake.
这个聚会的地方震动有两个很重要的意思。
That there was a quake in this place that they worship has great two meanings.
第一个
，first，
神是非常有权柄的。
That God is a God of great almightiness.
所以当一个人奉主耶稣的名祷告，聚会的地方会震动。
So when one calls on the name of Lord Jesus Christ, that the place they worship can be shaken.
表示主耶稣这个名含有天上地上所有的权柄。
That this name itself, Jesus Christ, is the controller of all heaven and earth.
是非常有力量的。
The name itself has great power.
第二个
，second，
这个代表。神听他们祷告，神已经与他们同在。
That resembles that God has heard their prayers and God is with them.
所以他们坐在那个地方祷告完聚会的地方动起来了。
So they who are sitting there in worship, their place that they are at can be shaken.
那因为这一次地震呢，每一个人的信心更加的坚固。
And so because of this quake, everyone's faith was to be strengthened.
就开始放胆讲论神的
道。And so they spoke the word of God with boldness.
今天如果我们祷告能够祷告到聚会的地方震动。
So today, if the place we worship, and we can worship to the point that this place is shaken.
每一个信徒的信仰都会震动起来。
And I truly believe every single faith of our members can be shaken up.
教会的圣工也会震动起来。
And the holy work of the church will be shaken up.
因为那代表大有权能的神已经听我们祷告， 与我们同在。
Because it tells us that this great mighty power of God is with us and he has heard our prayers.
那圣工一定会大大的发展。
And so our holy work will indeed prosper.
所以祷告是圣工发展不可缺少的一个要素。
And so prayer is one element that cannot be neglected in doing holy work.
我们每一个人，我们每一个家庭，我们每一个区，我们每一次的聚会都要很认真的来祈祷。
That every single one of us, every families and every family service and every church have to pray zealously in our prayers.
因为我发现要推展圣工，一个无形的力量在包围着我们。
Because I discovered to push this holy work that we have to ask for the superpower that encompasses us.
使我们圣工没有办法推动。
So that this power has limited our spreading of our holy work.
只有一个方法。
And so there is only one way to break through this barrier.
祷告神的权柄从天上降下来。
To pray to God for this power from above so that we can break through this power.
来震撼我们每一个人。
And so that can shake up each individual one of us.
第三个。
The third point.
地震是代表神的审判。
That the quake resembles the judgment of God.
你看以赛亚书十三章。
Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 13.
以赛亚书的十三章。
Isaiah chapter 13.
十三节。
Verse 13.
我万军的耶和华在愤怒中发烈怒的日子，必使天震动。使地摇撼，离其本位。
Verse 13. Therefore, I will shake the heavens, and the earth will move out of her place in the wrath of the Lord of the hosts, and in the day of his fierce anger.
这一段圣经是一个预言。
And this verse here is a prophecy.
预言就是还没有发生，神感动当时的先知，先把它写下来。
A prophecy is something that has not happened, but God has inspired his prophets to speak.
说有一天神要发很大的烈怒。
That there is one day that God will show his great wrath.
所以这不是说会不会发生的问题，这是什么时候发生的问题。
This does not lie upon the question whether or not this incident will happen, but lie on the question when this incident will happen.
那为什么神会发烈怒。
So why is it that God will pour down his wrath?
圣经里面说，世人都犯了罪，亏缺神的荣耀。
The Bible records that everyone have gone into their evil deeds and they have come short of the glory of God.
所以在公义的神面前，我们得罪神很深。
So in the presence of God, we have indeed sinned greatly against him.
神非常的爱人。
But God is a love man.
他成为人来地上。
That he came and manifest himself as man.
传扬救人的福音。
And he so gave us the salvation and this gospel.
为救人的罪牺牲在十字架上。
And so he sacrificed for the sins of mankind upon the cross.
然后差遣他的门徒到处传福音。
And then he commanded his disciples to go throughout the world to preach his gospel.
但是人的心非常的刚硬。
But the heart of man is indeed hard.
宁可选择住在罪恶里面，拒绝神的呼召。
That we are willing to even live in our sins rather than to come into his salvation.
所以神的愤怒一直堆积。
And so the wrath of God continued to accumulate.
为什么2000年前彼得已经说主快来了，到现在主耶稣还没有来？
Why is it that 2000 years ago people keep repeating that the Lord is coming, but up until this point he has not yet come?
这是主的怜悯的。
This indeed is due to the mercy of God.
如果主耶稣今天晚上到，
If Jesus Christ came tonight,
我可以得救吗？
Can I be saved?
我们的家人可以得救吗？
Can our family members be saved?
这是一个很难回答的问题。
This is indeed a very difficult for us to answer, question for us to answer.
所以主耶稣一直单言。
So that's why Jesus kept postponing this judgment day.
给人有更多的机会赶快回头。
So that man can have more opportunity to return back to his side.
离开罪恶来接受他的救恩。
To depart from sin and to receive his salvation.
但是有一天。
But there is one day.
神的愤怒已经到顶点。
That the wrath of God will reach its limits.
那一天就到了。
And that day will come.
那一天他要使天震动地摇撼。
That day God will shake the heavens and the earth will be moved out of her place.
这一次地震不是用世界上的仪器可以量得出来。
And this earthquake will not be measured by any instruments of this earth.
为什么？
Why?
圣经说他要使地摇撼离开本位。
Because the Bible records here in this verse that the earth will be moved out of her place.
你看唐山地震死了很多人。
Let's look.
中国的唐山。
Look at the earthquake in Tangshan, mainland China.
唐山那个城还在那个地方啊。
But that city, Tansan, is still existing here today.
20世纪初, 旧金山大地震, 整个旧金山都烧掉了。
And also the great earthquake of San Francisco in the earlier 19th century.
但是旧金山还在那里啊,
but today we see Lost San Francisco is still there.
又把它重建起来了。
That the man has rebuilt the city.
成为美国最好住的一个城市。
And it may become one of the best place for anyone to live.
成为同性恋的大本营。
And it became a great capital for the homosexuals.
但是将来主耶稣再来那一次地震,
but the day that Jesus will come again, that earthquake,
摇下去啊, 地要离开本位。
Once it is shaken, the earth will be thrown out of its place.
那什么叫做地离开本位?
Now what does it mean that the earth will be taken out of its place?
那个地震一摇, 忽然间, 马哈人不知道在哪里啊。
That once that place is shaking, Manhattan will not be identified where it is.
喜马拉雅山也不见了。
The mountain of Himalayas will disappear.
那个地震就厉害了。
Now that is called a great earthquake.
那这个地震来就是主耶稣愤怒的降临。
And this earthquake is caused by the great wrath of God.
这一天一定会到。
And this day is indeed will come.
而且非常快会到。
And it will come indeed quickly.
神要来审判世界。
God will come to judge the world.
但是如果到这一天看到地震才说我要信耶稣, 已经太慢了。
But it is indeed too late for us if up until that day we meet such great earthquake and we say, I come to believe in God.
因为你看见的时候, 已经太晚了。
Because once you see it with your eyes, it is indeed too late.
挪亚一直传警告。
Noah continued to preach.
说你们要进入我造的方舟啊。
He said that you must come and come into this ark I have built.
洪水要来啊。
That there is a great flood coming.
那个世代的人天天吃喝嫁娶。
But the people of that generation continue to eat and drink.
只管讨他是肉体的喜欢。
They live in enjoyment and go into the desires of their flesh.
那像挪亚，你看天气这么好。
And so you look at the days of Noah, the weather was so perfect.
什么有洪水到？
What does it mean that there is this great flood?
根本就不信。
So there is unbelief.
而且更不可能进入方舟。
And it seems impossible that they say to themselves they will never go into the ark.
但是等神叫挪亚把方舟门关起来。
But when God commanded Noah to shut the door of the ark,
乌云开始密布。
And so there were clouds upon the heavens.
那个时候大家就知道了。
And then people realized,
挪亚讲了快一百年这件事已经发生。
The words spoken by Noah for this 100 years will come to pass.
但是这一天已经太慢了。
But this day is too late.
因为方舟的门已经关起来了。
Because the door to the Noah's ark has been closed.
所以圣经里面讲,
so the Bible tells us,
说得救的数目满足了。 救恩就门就关起来了。
That the number of people to be saved has been reached, and so the door of salvation is shut.
所以今天我们能够信耶稣, 这是一个机会。
And so today we can come to believe in Christ. This is an opportunity for us.
但是这个机会不是永远的。
But this opportunity will not be there forever.
有一天这个门要关起来。
One day this door will indeed be shut.
那当这个门一关起来,
and once this door is tightly shut,
你就会看到耶稣愤怒从天上。
You will see the great wrath of God been poured upon this earth.
天下人间没有比这一天更可怕。
And there was nothing more horrible and more terrifying than this day.
请看启示录第六章。
Let's turn to Revelation chapter 6.
启示录的第六章。
Revelation chapter 6.
十二节。
Verse 12.
揭开第六印的时候, 我又看见地大震动, 日头变黑, 毛布, 像毛布，满月变红，像血。十三节。13。天上的星辰坠落于地，如同无花果树被大风摇撼，落下未熟的果子一样。14节。天就挪移，好像被书卷卷起来，海岭山岛都被离开本位。主耶稣要来之前呢，有七个印要揭开来。
That before Jesus' second coming, there will be seven seals to be opened.
那到了第六印啊，这已经快要到末期了。
And toward the sixth seal, there is already coming to an end.
那这个印一打开来,
and so when the seal was opened,
地大震动。
Behold, there was a great earthquake.
那震动到太阳变黑了。
There's a great earthquake to the point that the sun became black.
我们的光线来源就从太阳来了。
The light that we receive today is from the sun.
那一震到太阳变黑，就是表示太阳已经不晓得跑到哪里去了。
Then this great earthquake to the point that the sun is shaken to somewhere else.
然后所有的星星好像那个水果风摇得很厉害，一个一个就要掉下来。
And all the stars of heaven will fall like when you shake a tree, an apple tree.
那一天呢？
That day,
天挪移。
That
山岭海岛离开本位。
That day the sky receded as a scroll, and then every mountain and island was moved out of its place.
我们当中很多人从台湾来。
Many of us came from Taiwan.
你在地图上可以看到一个小岛。
In the map, you can see this small Taiwan.
但是耶稣再来那一天。
But when Jesus come that day,
这个一摇啊，地图上找不到。
That once it is,
不晓得在哪里。
Once it is shaken, that you will no longer see this Taiwan on the map.
要离开本位。
Because it will be dislocated.
当这个事情一发生。
And so once this event happens,
15节。
Verse
15. 地上的君王、臣宰、将军、富户、壮士、一切为奴自主的都要藏在深洞和岩穴里面。16节。
16.
向山和岩穴说，倒在我们身上吧，把我们藏起来，躲避啊。做宝座的面目和羔羊的愤怒，17节。
17.
因为他的愤怒的大日，谁能站得住呢？啊，当这个地一开始摇的时候
，So once this great earthquakes happened，
君王、臣宰、将军、富户，这个就是世界上凭着最威风，谁都不怕的人。
That the kings of the earth, great men, the rich men, the commanders, the money men, these are the people of great position, wealth, and fame in this world.
当主耶稣愤怒要下来的时候
，But when the wrath of the Lord is poured on to the earth。
地有洞，它要钻下去。
That even there's holes in this ground, they will try to go into it.
因为主耶稣发怒的脸，没有一个人敢看。
Because the wrath of the face of the glorious God, no one dares look upon him.
这一天一定会来。
This day will surely come.
而且快来了。
And it was indeed come quickly.
为什么我们知道这一天快来了
？Why is it that we know that it will come quickly?
因为主耶稣要来以前的前兆已经一直出来了。
Because the prophecies that has been stated before his second coming, every sign has happened.
啊，前不久啊，我在东部有一个很大的 hurricane.
That not long ago in this east coast, we see the great hurricane.
在这个北卡、南卡造成很大的灾害。
That in North Carolina have many disasters.
那这个 hurricane 还没有靠近以前呢，预告已经一直出来了。
That before this hurricane hit the land of the U.S. the East Coast, that there was a lot of warning.
跟这个一样。
It is likewise.
主耶稣要来之前，这个预告会一直出来。
That before Jesus' second coming, there will be many warnings.
我们不晓得主耶稣哪一年、哪一月、哪一日会到。
We do not know exactly what year, what month, what day Jesus himself will come.
但是主耶稣要来之前，那个预兆会一直出来。
But before Jesus come, that there will be all these warnings and sign of his coming.
先看马太的24章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 24.
马太福音的24章。
Matthew chapter 24.
二十九节
，verse 29。
那些日子的灾难一过去，日头就变黑，月亮也不放光，众星啊从天上要坠落，千次都要震动。哦，三十节
，verse 30。
那是人子的兆头要显在天上，地上的万族都要哀哭，看见人子哦，大有能力，有荣耀，驾着天哦从天上降临。马太二十四章里面在谈到主耶稣再来以前的预兆。
Here in Matthew chapter 24 records the sign of the end of age.
特别在第七节
especially in verse 7.
说民要攻打民，国要攻打国，多处必有饥荒地震。
And that nation will rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom, and there will be famine, pestilence, and earthquakes.
所以主耶稣要来之前啊，有饥荒，有瘟疫，有战争，有地震。
That before Jesus come, there will be wars, there will be famine, pestilence, and earthquake.
天灾人祸要一起发生。
And so all these signs will happen.
美国地质学会曾经发表统计。
There's a status that was taken by the American science.
1890年到1900年。记录上啊，强烈的地震只有一次。
That in 1890 to 1900 and to the 1900s, there was one great earthquake.
那1900年到1910年哈，也是只有一次。
And that from the year of 1990 to 1910, there was also one great earthquake.
1910年到1920年有三次。
And from 1910 to 1920, there was three earthquakes.
1960到1970有13次。
That from 1960 to 1970, there was 18 occurrences of earthquakes. 1970
到1980有56次。
And from 70 to 80, there was 56 times.
1980到1990有74次。
And from the 80 to 90, there were 74 occurrences.
这个强烈的地震越来越多。
And so there were further and further increase of earthquakes.
这是一个预告。
So this indeed is a warning.
主再来的日子一直快近了。
That the second coming of our Lord Jesus Christ is indeed drawing close.
你看我们今年发生了几次呢？
How many times have it happened this year?
台湾这个中部刚摇过。
that Taiwan has just experienced this great earthquake.
今天我看那个 internet 里面说嘉义又大地震。
I looked in the internet and it also said another place in Taiwan also have another earthquake.
六点几级啊。
It has a Richter scale of 6 point something.
上个礼拜六加州地震七点几级。
And last week in California, there was also an earthquake with the Richter scale 7 point something.
土耳其的地震。
And the earthquake at Turkey.
墨西哥的地震。
And also the earthquake occurred in Mexico.
所以到处一直在地震。
So everywhere there is earthquakes.
这是前兆，主再来的前兆。
These are all signs of the end age.
我们每一个人啊，这个震一震，摇一摇，要醒过来。
So through all these shaking and all these earthquakes, everything we must be awakened.
那这个地震最后一个神允许发生，就是要为了让我们得到好处。
And so the purpose of all these shaking is so that it does a benefit for us.
万事互相效力，叫爱神的人得到益处。
And so they have great benefits to those who love the Lord.
你看那个地震这样一摇，那个建筑物是不是真的很认真在盖，都摇出来了。
We can see that after this earthquake, we see the endurance of the building if it was constructed properly.
哦，有的一摇倒下去了，看到发现了，哦，那个柱子里面也有沙拉鱼的罐子，什么都有，偷工减料。
In the earthquake, we see that buildings had collapsed. Some of their foundation, their concrete in the middle of the concrete were filled with garbage cans and soft materials.
那个钢筋也没有照着这个规格去焊接去绑，都没有。
And they have not constructed properly.
所以你站在那里看不出来，一摇就跑出来了。
But on the surface of looking at this building, you cannot see all this this bad construction. But after it is shaken and it is tested, it fell.
但是更重要就是说，这个一摇啊，会不会把我们的信仰摇出什么什么什么东西出来？
And, but more importantly is after the shaking, what does it shake after? What's the after effect of our faith?
因为我们人在安乐中啊，常常灵性一直在退步。
Because when we are in luxury and when we are in peace and comfort, that our spirituality would decrease.
当我们一直在很顺利的时候，我们头脑不是在想神啊，我们是想说怎么样去活得快乐。
When we are in peace, our mind is not filled with God. Instead, we are trying to pursue further. How do we comfort ourselves?
但是这个地震一摇一摇啊，人醒过来了。
But after such great earthquake, we become awakened.
人才发现说，这个地上的好是会被摇倒的。
That man come to realize that the goodness in this world can be shaken and it can fall.
只有那个真正的好是摇不倒的，是带不走的。
The only good thing that cannot be shaken in our life is that cannot be seen by the eyes.
那个才是真的值得追求。
And that is something we must pursue after.
先看希伯来书的十二章。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 12.
希伯来书十二章
Hebrews chapter 12
二十六节
Verse 26
希伯来书十二章二十六节
Chapter 12 verse 26
当时他的声音震动的地但如今他应许说再一次我不单要震动地还要震动天二十七节
27
这再一次的话是指明被震动的就是受造之物都要挪去使那不震动的长存是二十八节
Verse 28
所以我们既得不能够震动的国就应当感恩照着神所喜悦用虔诚敬畏的心来侍奉神这个地方说以前神用他的声音震动的地
Here it said whose voice then shook the earth
好那个是指的是出埃及记的
And this is what referring to the act in Exodus.
但是再一次来，主不但是要震动地，还要震动天。
But now he will once again shake not only the earth but also heaven.
这个是启示录的预言，耶稣再来。
And this is also a prophecy that Jesus will come.
那这一次发生
，And once this is happened,
受造之物都要挪去。
That as the things that are made and the things which cannot be shaken may remain.
那个会震动的这个受造之物全部都要被挪去。
That all these things will be removed and be shaken.
要用烈火把它烧掉。
And they'll be removed by the purification of fire.
不震动的能够长存。
So that the things which cannot be shaken may remain.
那不震动的是什么？
And what is the things which cannot be shaken?
就是神的国。
And that is the kingdom of God.
要这个要让它长存。
That this will be eternal.
所以我们看这个地震啊，你看人会死，财产会损失，哦，这个表示说这个不是永远的，这个不是真的价值。
So we see in the scenarios of the earthquakes, people may lose their life, that they may lose their wealth, and so it tells us these things are not eternal.
那个不能够震动的国就是神的国，天国。
But that cannot, the thing that cannot be shaken is the kingdom of God. And that is heaven and it is forever.
所以我们要用,既然明白这个,
so since we have an understanding of this, we must serve God with our fervency.
我记得大概91年啊, 加州发生大地震,
I remember in Northridge, there were, a year ago, it happened a great earthquake.
那大概6点几级的地震,
it was a Richter scale of 6 point something.
有一个信徒说,
and a member told me it was indeed of great shake.
因为他刚好住在 Northridge,
because he dwelled exactly in that location.
他开始是前后摇,
and in the beginning, you will feel the horizontal shaking.
再来是上下动,
and then you will feel the vertical shaking.
所以他想要站起来, 站不起来,
so he tried to stand, but he cannot stand up.
那摇完之后, 门要打开, 打不开来, 已经, 扭曲了,
but after the earthquake has passed, that he tried to open his door, and it will not open because it's been dislocated.
那一次地震一摇, 第二个礼拜六, 会堂坐得满满的,
and so after that earthquake, the second week on the Sabbath day, the church was filled with members.
但是可惜的就过了两个月, 又有一些又没有来了。
But unfortunately, after 2 months, there were many who, there were some who did not come anymore.
圣经里面就是说, 这个一摇啊, 要把我们摇醒啊, 让我们去追求那不能够震动的。
So the Bible teaches us that is to shake us and awaken us in our faith so that we can come to pursue something that is eternal.
那这个地震也是对我们的爱心的一个操练。
And this earthquake is also a training for our love.
教会既然是基督的身体,
that since church is the body of Christ,
我们是身体的一部分,
and that we are a part of the, this body,
所以应该有相同的感觉,
and so we should have this, this feeling for toward each other.
那个叫做一个身体,
and so that is what is called a one member.
虽然有的信徒在千里之外,
although there are members that are thousands of miles away,
我们对他们的受苦有感觉, 这个叫一个身体,
but we have this feeling to their problems and their difficulties, and this is our, we as being a member.
因为有基督的爱,
because we have the love of Christ.
我感谢主, 美国教会是尽力啊,
I thank God that the US churches have tried their best.
我们美国信徒大概是1500到2000个。
The members of our U.S. church is about 1,000, between
1,500 to 2,000.
And the contribution made by the U.S. Fund of Relief for the Taiwan earthquake to the members at Taiwan is about $200,000.
很多的信徒真的是尽力在做。
And so many members try their best to help happen.
要让我们 明白他的权柄跟能力,
so let us be aware and know his great mightiness and his great authority.
要使我们对他产生敬畏的心,
and want us to have this fearful and respect toward him.
这也让我们知道将来审判的可怕,
and it also tells us and warns us of this the terrible things in the future.
这也是预告耶稣要再来,
and this is also a forewarning of the happening when Jesus will come in his second coming.
更重要, 这是要造就我们的灵性。
And even more importantly, it is to benefit our faith.
啊, 唱诗。